Today we want to discuss what is smart money, that is super investors buying right now. So we'll be discussing their 13 filings from August. Let's get started. Let's start the episode with the biggest super investor, the big daddy of all, Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway. They manage about 300 billion and they did a lot of activity this quarter, but the top sells were essentially they sold off Verizon Communications 100% and Royal Pharma 100%, and then small portfolio changes in the remaining. But we were interested in the buys. What Warren Buffett did was they bought a lot of Ally Financial, which is a digital banking investing home loans company, so in the financial services sector, which is very interesting. And also they added a lot of Occidental Petroleum. If you were close to the news, you must have heard or read that Warren Buffett also put in a bid to buy 50% of Occidental Petroleum. Some other buys were Paramount Global, Activision Blizzard, which was like news last quarter. Warren Buffett last quarter had explained during the AGM that Activision Blizzard was more of an arbitrage play.
But then on January, 17th or 18th, Microsoft announced they were going to buy Activision for $95 a share. Now, when they announced that, at that point, Activision becomes a different kind of security. It becomes what Charlie and I used to call, we call them workouts or something like that, and they become known as arbitrage. Well, they're not really arbitrage. Securities are, in those cases, common stock, whose value depends not on what the market price does, but whether a given corporate event occurs.
The next super investor we want to talk about is Lilu. Lilu also runs a very concentrated portfolio, and you can see here he has like handful of positions. Looks like he bought Google, both classes of shares. He started buying in Q2 of 2020, which is when like the COVID crash happened, which is amazing because Google is one of Cold Brew Money portfolio stock as well. And let's look at the sells. This was interesting. He sold off Meta completely in Q2 2022. Looks like he doesn't like the metaverse play.
Okay.
He doesn't like what's happening with probably like the management of the company. Very sure, even though he bought it at started buying in Q2 of 2020, he must have sold it at a loss.
Moving on to the next one, Bill Ackman of Pershing Square Capital. He manages a portfolio of 7 billion. Let's look at his sales first, right? He sold very small portions of Chipotle, Restaurants Brand, Domino's, Hilton, and he sold 100% of his Netflix portfolio.
All right.
Again, if you follow investing community or news, again, this was huge news when Bill Ackman had started buying Netflix. And then if I go to the buys, as you can see, there are no purchases in Q2 2022.
Okay, the next one is an interesting one. Michael Burry, the big short guy. If you go to the activities tab, you'll see why this is interesting. Apart from just one position in his portfolio, he basically sold off everything.
What?
And this is in line with his overall prediction of another 50% correction in the market. He thinks there is bubble in everything. It's interesting that he's putting money where his mouth is by selling everything. But if you see his overall activity, right, like if you go down, you can see he's not like a long-term investor. His actions are more of like a buying one quarter and then selling another quarter type. So I think while this is like a interesting thing that happened, I don't think it's a big signal, and he does a lot of options which we don't see over here. So I wouldn't worry so much about it. It's definitely interesting, something to keep track of, but I would say not as a high high signal for like long-term investment.
Cool. And the last super investor we want to track today is Guy Spier. We made a video on Guy Spier previously and the lessons from his book, The Education of a Value Investor. Check that out. Currently, he is holding about 170 million worth of stocks in his portfolio. And let's look at the activity. He's also known for a very concentrated portfolio, just like Lilu and Monish Pabrai. And as you can see, the only activity in Q2 2022 was selling 100% of Twitter stocks. That's not a surprise with everything going around Twitter. And like the way Guy Spier invests, he's very risk averse. He does not like companies which has a lot of media attention, right? So I think because of that, this could be a bet he made by selling 100% from his portfolio. But that was it for today's episode. If you want us to cover more super investors, please let us know in the comment section below. Thanks for listening. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you.